الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Today is the day of Jumma, which is the greatest day of the week. And a special ibadat of this day is to send salawat on the greatest person in the world, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should not be neglectful of this. Every day we should try and send Durood Sharif, and Jumu'ah we should try and increase it. And try and increase it to at least 300, and even better, 313 times. We send Durood minimum on a Friday. And we should target 1,000 for Friday. We have lot of time. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. We try and read Surah Kahf, the first 10 ayats every morning and the last 10 ayats every night. And the day of Jumu'ah, we should try and read the whole surah. And if we can read every day the whole surah, very mubarak. With the fitnas that are like the tasbih and the string has been broken and the seeds are just falling out, fitnas are just coming like that to protect us. Surah Kahf has a great, great effect, recitation of Surah Kahf. Allah give us tawfiq. And after Jumu'ah, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads 100 times, Subhanallah al-Azimi wa bihamdihi, then 100,000 of his sins will be forgiven. And 24,000 sins of his parents, mother and father will be forgiven. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat kareema that I've recited, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala says, Inna iddat ash-shuhuri inda Allah 12 shahran, that the number of months by Allah Ta'ala, fi kitabillah, in the book of Allah, that is Lohe Mahfuz, which Allah Ta'ala had planned and Allah had written taqdeer, or there it was ordained, that the months of the year will be 12 months. The year is either calculated with the solar calendar, that is with the sun, that is also 12 months, and either by the moon, the lunar calendar, which is also 12 months. And we, as Muslims, we use both. The solar system we use for our namazes. Like Fajr, we make before sunrise. Subah Sadiq is before sunrise. And then Ishraq is after sunrise. Zawal is before, Chash Namaz is before midday, Zawal time. Zohar Namaz is after midday, after Zawal. Asr is before sunset. Like that, we use the sun also for our calculations. And the moon also we use for our calculations for the month of Ramadan, the Eid, Hajj, etc. All that, the lunar calendar is used. And both of them have been used for the sake of practicality and ease. Because the sun, to work out the namaz times according to calculations, are not easy, and it's not practical for the whole ummah. The vast majority of the ummah are illiterate. So just by looking at the sun, you calculate your time. Any person living in a village, in a mountain, anywhere, if he's out on the sea also on a ship, he can see the sun and calculate his namaz times. He doesn't need all calculations, astronomical calculations to work it out. The same with the moon. We don't have to know when the moon was born, what angle it is. We just have to look. If we see it, it is the new month. If we don't see it, the month is full 30 days. It is so, Allah kept it so simple and so easy for us. And this was all ordained by Allah Ta'ala. And يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Then when Allah created the heavens and the earth, Allah applied that which was, or which had been ordained. If you understand it more easily, practically, a person has a plan drawn up to build his house, any building. Then, according to the plan, when the building is done, it's done according to the plan. So, in the knowledge of Allah, it's going to be 12 months. When Allah created the heavens and the earth, it was done that way, 12 months. So, we have these 12 months. So, that is, also we have to see the qudrat of Allah, how Allah has made this, and it's a great favor. If we did not have the lunar calendar, we shouldn't know when is Ramadan, when is Hajj. If there wasn't our calculations for the sun, we shouldn't know when is Zuhr, when is Zawal, when is Asr. We should have been completely lost. So Allah Ta'ala has given that to us. And at the same time, one great purpose of it is that we recognize Allah Ta'ala, that Allah made this. That is a great thing. And another very great thing, that we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. If ever we have to think that perhaps we never thought of it, making shukr is very far. That, Ya Allah, you gave us our 12 months, you made it, and you gave us the calculations, and you made our deen so simple, practical, and easy for us. And the shukr is a very great ibadat. And the ma'rifat of Allah to recognize, and all this Allah Ta'ala says Himself, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتِ لِأُولِلْ. There are clear signs for people of intelligence. Either those signs are not there, or either we are not intelligent. We have to decide if the sun and moon are not there, they are not moving in their rotation, or either we are not intelligent. And the sun and moon are definitely moving. So it proves that we are not intelligent. And intelligence is not to know all the astronomical system of that. It is رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, to recognize Allah. Oh Allah, we have seen all this, we recognize you. And not only recognition, we make shukr to you. And not only shukr, we will be totally obedient to you. When you are such a great khallaq-e azim, what a great creator. Khallaq-e alim, what a knowledgeable creator. We will submit ourselves totally to you. So, and then we will make our sajda, which is not just putting the head on the ground, but that everything of mine, I surrender it to you, O Allah. I am nothing whatsoever. But what I think I am something is by my brains. And my brains are in my head. So when I go in sajda, oh Allah, my brains are nothing. And I surrender them to you. You are everything. And when these realities will come, see how we will enjoy our salat also. If we make effort in that direction. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِضُونَ. Allah says, so many of my clear signs are put in the heavens and the earth. People just pass by and they take no notice. If, for example, a person's wife, she dressed up for her husband, he was gone for 4 months Jamaat, for example. He's coming home, now she tolled herself up, she dressed herself up, and he hardly notices her. He hardly even makes salam to her. How offended won't she feel? Allah made all this for us to recognize, to see the beauty, the qudrat, the wisdom, the power of Allah. But we're just not interested. We're just unmindful of Allah. Forget the atheists who deny Allah. We say we believe in Allah, but practically, where is Allah in our lives? We've all made some namazes now, nafal. We'll be making our faraz. In our namaz also, Allah is not there. And we say we are believers, we believe in Allah, but Allah is not in our lives. It's necessary that we bring this in our lives. We are not atheists, but we behave like atheists, like Allah does not exist. Inshallah is never on our tongue, as though we are in control of everything, which the atheists openly say. And we do the same thing practically. We also know Bismillah. We don't need the help of Allah. We don't need barakat from Allah Ta'ala. That is how we carry on. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make a strong effort, which is fardh ain, to recognize, to find Allah. And that is the effort of Wamal Ihsan. What Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked, أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى. That all your ibadat is though you are seeing Allah. And Allah is everywhere. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. That وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوْقِنِينَ. There are clear signs in the world for muqineen, those who have got iqan, iman. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ وَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And why don't you see in yourself? You will see Allah. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. And your rosy is not here on the earth. It's not on the farms and plantations and factories. Your rosy is by Allah Ta'ala. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. And everything you have been promised is in the heavens by Allah. And He will give it to you. What is for you can never miss you. And what is not for you, you can never get it. So be happy and content with what Allah has given. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ مَا تُوْعَدُونَ. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ مِثْلَ مَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْطِقُونَ. And فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ, by the qasam of Allah, of the heavens and the earth, Allah is true. Allah is 100%, His power, His system. It is just how you are talking. You know it. Talking is a reality. There is no doubts about it. You talk, it's a speech, it's a talk. More than that is the existence of Allah, the power of Allah. But whole life we are, how many people die, but they did not find Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah says, don't die, but in the condition that you had surrendered to Allah. We don't even know Allah, forget surrendering to Allah Ta'ala. It isn't like the police come and arrest you, they handcuff you, they take you away. No, you yourself handcuff yourself in front of Allah Ta'ala. When we make namaz, we stand like this in front of Allah, we have handcuffed ourselves. I have handed myself over to you. When we raise our hands, oh Allah, I surrender myself. Ruku, sajda, full surrender to Allah. But that is all just, we have been given it with that. We do it, but we don't surrender ourselves. We still keep ourselves azad and free. We are here in the masjid, our bodies, but our minds are in the whole world. And our minds are in the future, in the past. We are not present here. Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, of these 12 months, Allah says, 4 months, minha arba'atun hurum. 4 months are very special months. The Ashhure Hurum, the sacred months. And they are today, the 3 months which come together. Zulqada has started today. And almost 18 hours are gone already. And really, how many of us don't even know we are in Ashhure Hurum? We are in the sacred, in a special month, in a special season we are. And we're not even aware. We are Muslims. We believe in deen, but we don't even know. And 18 hours are gone, I don't know, so what did I do? I won't even make some ibadat. When this ibadat is so valuable of this month, so for this 12th month, Zulqada is the first of the 3 months, Zulqada, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. And then 2 months ago, in between, was Rajab, Ramadan, and Shaban, 3 months. And before that was the month of Rajab. That 1 month alone there, Rajab, and these 3 months, these 4 months, are very sacred, very special. Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayhi, in his great famous tafsir, Ahkamul Quran, he writes that in these 4 months, the reward of ibadat is multiplied, az'afan muda'afa. It is doubled, it is multiplied, it is amplified. The rewards of all good deeds are very great. Ramzan is very, very great, where a nafil becomes the value of a farad, and a farad becomes the value of 70 farais, which has been specified. But in these months also, any good deeds we do, the reward is very, very great. And which we have to be very conscious and cautious about and warned about during these months, gunas and sins, atham, are also multiplied. Otherwise, the normal rule for guna is you commit one guna is written down, not more. If you do a good deed, the minimum Allah multiplies it by 10, up to 700, up to Allah yudha'ifu limay yasha, for whom Allah wants to even more. How much sincerity, concentration we do it with, the reward will be even more. But during these 4 months, the rewards are also all multiplied, sins also, they are multiplied. So we have to be very careful. And Imam Abu Bakr Jassas, rahmatullah alayhi, writes, these 4 months are such that do your good deeds, whatever good deeds you do in these 4 months, it will stay with you whole year, whole life. Just a matter of these 4 months to be practical, make our namazes, make them with takbir-e-ula, do them with concentration, make effort in these 4 months, whole life it will be now natural for you. Now you only have to make effort. Stay away from guna in these 4 months. The cell phone, backbiting, swearing, slandering, shouting, screaming, pride, all the bad qualities that we have, make an effort in these 4 months to keep away from that. Whole life Allah will keep us away, then we don't have to make effort the whole life again. You just this, like for example, a student is becoming a hafiz, so he takes say 2 years, 3 years average. Some take more, some take less time. Then he say, just make effort for this 2 years, 3 years. Your whole life, your Quran Sharif will be with you. Then you don't have to make that effort you make when you are becoming a hafiz. Now your whole life you can just read Quran Sharif. Even if you are someplace you don't have a Quran Sharif, from your memory you can read. One time, my one son, I asked him to pick up our passports from the embassy for the visa purposes. So he got lost finding it. So I told him, I'm so sorry you got lost. He said, no problem, I was lost, but I read 2 sufaras in the meantime. So if you are hafiz like that, you got no worry. Wherever you are, you will just be reading Quran Sharif. So that period you have to train yourself, do it properly. Then whole time after that, you got no worry. So these 4 months we had, this now are 3 months. Let us look after them properly. And then whole life, whole year, whole life, it will be all natural. And we'll get the great, great fruit of enjoying our deen, our namaz, tilawat of Quran Sharif, dua, dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Coming to the masjid will be a pleasure. You'll feel that enjoyment in your heart. At the moment, unfortunately, by and large, we are all such, we want to come last to the masjid. And we want to be the first to leave. We are like a bird in a cage in a masjid. We just want to get out. And whereas a mu'min, if we make the effort and iman come in us, the masjid will be like a fish in water. We won't be able, a fish can't go. It doesn't, never wants to leave the water. And it senses any little danger, it goes into deeper water. We'll stay more in the masjid. We'll spend more time. And the masjid, not only that you enjoy, but it gives you that sanctuary, that protection. The masjid, like Masjid al-Haram, man dakhalahu kana amina. And that effect is with all the masajid. When you enter the masajid, you will find that peace and tranquility. And if we don't find it, one step out of the masjid, our feeling inside naturally must be different. And when you put your one step in the masjid, oh, I'm now in the house of Allah. It must be a complete different feeling. If that iman is in us, we will feel that difference. It's just like you enter a place on a hot day, and the place you are going, the masjid, any place, air conditioner, air conditioned, cool. And as you just enter, you can feel it. It's a cold day, and the place you're going to, they've got proper heating system. As you just enter, like that, spiritually, we should feel that enjoyment of the masjid. But we don't, and we're not worried about it also. And therefore, we won't do anything to try and correct ourselves. And when our condition is such, we think that the tasawwuf and islah and ihsan are Some of us think it's a bidat. Others of us think it's unnecessary. We only think what Jibreel had asked, mal iman, mal ihsan. Only that is important. Mal iman, mal islam. And mal ihsan, that we make it nasya mansiya. Only for exam purposes we will remember it. But practical life, we don't think about mal ihsan. Whereas that is the essence and the crux. So these are very blessed days. During these days, Ashwar-e-Hurum, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi has written that a person who keeps rozas on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, a person who keeps rozas during this Ashwar-e-Hurum, he gets the sawab of making ibadat for 700 years. Just 3 days roza, and you get the sawab of making ibadat for 700 years. So these 3 months are coming now, which will have now roughly 14 Thursday, Friday, Saturdays it will have. So in those days, if we keep our roza, and if it's 12 times 700, 84,000 years of ibadat sawab we can get. But we are indifferent to that also. Besides that, the other rozas also, Monday, Thursday rozas, Ayyam-e-Bid rozas we should try and keep. So these are the days, our ibadat, generally, we should increase our ibadat. As students, we have to pay more attention to our acquiring knowledge, our mutala, our takrar, our attendance of the sabak, but at the same time, don't be unmindful of ibadat also. Make at least, if we make 2 nafils after zuhar, what difference will it make as far as our time? If we make our 4 asr every day, sunnah, after maghrib, we make 2 nafils. After isha, if not 4 nafils, we make 2 nafil namazes. At least we do that. How much won't we gain? So these are the days that Allah has given us, very, very valuable days. And they are going to pass in any case. It's up to us to make them valuable. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, people who say that we want to pass time. And the saddest part of the saddest thing is we want to pass time in Ramadan, in the most valuable time, when really we can't afford to miss a split second. And how many people we pass time in Ramadan? Go for a drive, go and just play some sports, just to pass time. There is no time to pass in our whole life also. Bahlul was a great buzurg and a madzub. Madzub is that person who they are absorbed in the love and the thoughts of Allah and Akhirah. So such a great buzurg, once he was walking, passing some little children who were playing, and he saw a small child on the side who is not playing. So he thought that he hasn't got money to buy that, whatever they're playing, toys or whatever. So he said, why aren't you playing? So the boy asked, but he retorted with such an answer that he said, has Allah created us for playing? So he got a shock. He is such a great, and a small boy telling him that did Allah create us for playing? وَلَا تَلْهَ مَا اللَّهِينَ وَلَا تَلْعَبْ in the hadith of Hazrat Salman, the 40 hadith. So anyway, so he said, then what has Allah created us? He says, for the ibadat of Allah, the small boy says. He said, but you're a little boy still. So he says, I see my mother when she makes the fire, she first put the small twigs to light the fire. And when they're burning, then she puts the bigger logs and the bigger wood in. So I'm afraid, Qiyamah's day, Allah will put our small children first into the fire, then He'll put the big sinners in the fire. So that is how a person should be. We have this one little child here. One day some boys were playing, and he's about 5-6 years old. And he told another boy who's about 7-8 years, you see that boy's playing, don't play with them. So he said, mustn't play with them. He said, must prepare for Akhirat. We are not here for playing, we are here for Akhirat. A small boy like that. And we are reading kitabs, we're reading all the hadith kitabs, tafsir. But for us, we have to still waste our time on the phone. Not only on some passing time, but on total haram things, all the porn sites, and even whether it is just comic strips or cartoons, or all that also, or everything has got shaitaniyat in it. But we have to pass our time. And the small children whom Allah blesses, may Allah Ta'ala, jis par hota hai fadl-e rahmani, on whom Allah's fadl comes, wo tark karta hai kar-e shaitani. He gives up all work of guna. Jis par hota hai fadl-e rahmani, wo tark karta hai kar-e shaitani. On whom Allah's fadl is, he gives up guna. And make this dua also always. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa. وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. Show us the truth as truth and give us the tawfiq to follow accordingly. And show us the batil as batil, so we know, and give us the tawfiq to stay away. Even knowing the truth is not enough. There are many, many people in the world who know from the bottom of their heart Islam is the true religion. But till tawfiq doesn't come from Allah, they can't accept. So, Allah Ta'ala, give us the tawfiq to understand. So, these days, and then this is Dhul-Qa'dah, then also prepare ourselves mentally. Next month is Dhul-Hijjah. Dhul-Hijjah is the month of Hajj. And what is Hajj really? Hajj means to visit the house of your beloved, going to Kaaba Sharif. All of us won't be going for Hajj. Fortunate are those who are going. But at least, spiritually, mentally, we can place ourselves there. Prepare for Hajj. The day we go, let us be well prepared long in advance. Not only when we are accredited, and now we are going. Last minute, we are more worried of packing our bags, meeting family people, and the preparation for Hajj gets left out. So do it all the time, every year. When the season of Hajj comes now, Dhul-Qa'dah started now, then start getting ready for Hajj. So the day you go, you are well prepared. And Hajj is an ibadat that if you don't prepare, it will just be a tour. Like one buzurg, he asked somebody who came back from Hajj, that when you went to the Hajar-e Aswad, did you shake hands with Allah? So he said, no, nothing like that. When you made tawaf, were you moving and going around Allah Ta'ala? He said, no. So he asked, where did you go then? Many of us, we say we went for Hajj, but it looks like we went to Hong Kong or China or Dubai. We went for shopping. We didn't go for Hajj. When we come back, all our bags are filled with all the things of the world. And no talk about Hajj also. What we will talk about? The service in the hotel. Very good service, etc. We don't talk of ibadah, that we had the opportunity to make tawaf, to make salatu salam. Those things we don't talk about. We talk of all the material. So it looks like we went to London and Paris. We didn't go to Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. On that point, we should also remember, Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi, rahmatullah alayhi, said, the enemy want to make Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif like Paris and London. And we can see how much they are succeeding. And we must make effort that we make London and Paris like Makkah and Medina. But we don't know effort whatsoever. And we are allowing them to overtake our places. And our places, tall, tall buildings now. It doesn't resemble the simplicity of Islam. Allah give us tawfiq. Valuable days are here. They become valuable. They are valuable. In our right, they will be valuable if we make them valuable. Otherwise, the most valuable days will go as invaluable. We just wasted these days. It is up to us. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.